Okay.
All right. Teresa Allen is present. Judon Boney? Not hearing Judon. Bill Crozier?
Here.
Okay. Anissa Faruqi?
Here.
Great. Lyndon Foley?
Here.
Thank you. Tom Harper?
I'm here.
Thank you, Tom. Wally James? I'm not hearing Wally. Just a minute here. All right. Mike Lewis?
Mike Lewis is here.
All right. Carol McGregor? Carol McGregor? I'm not hearing Carol. Darrell Robbins? I'm not hearing Darrell. Robin Lewis? I'm not hearing Robin. Nancy Sabaranaritomi? Not hearing Nancy.
Small party.
Wendy, pardon me, who was that that said something?
It's me, I just said a small party. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wendy Schrell? Not hearing Wendy. Deb Shapto?
Here.
Thank you. Jim Sheridan? Venetia Williams? Not hearing Jim, not hearing Venetia. Is there anyone else on call whose name you did not hear called? No? Okay. Well, I'm going to make a phone call. The first item, well, I guess now that we've called the meeting to order, it is approximately 4:08 Central Standard Time. 4:07 when we Central Standard Time. Okay. You see the agenda ahead of you. Does anyone have any additions or corrections to make to the agenda? Okay, hearing none. Is there someone that moves that we approve the agenda?
I make a motion.
Tom Harper?
Yes.
I can second.
Okay. Is there any objection to the agenda? Okay. The minutes from 7:14, are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? All right. Hearing none, pass without objection. We don't have an IGM on the call. Did someone else just come on? Okay. I tell you what, let's jump to fundraising. Bill, would you lead discussion on the first two items, which is the upcoming pledge drive plans or vehicle donations, and I will call Robin to see if what's going on. Maybe she's having a hard time coming on. Can you start that without me?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. I don't have any update on vehicle donations, but the current pledge drive, you know, it started a little over a week ago, goes for 2 weeks, ends this Friday. Looks like we're on track to get about $70,000 total in pledges, and that includes month before of pre-pledges from the quiet drive that was going on the month before this. So that's really poor. That'll only cover about a month's worth of expenses. So any comments or any discussion?
That's not even close to what we expected.
Can you speak up a little bit, whoever's speaking?
I said this, Captain Tom, I said this is not even close to what we expected because we had We had set our goal at $150,000, am I correct?
Yeah. Well, that's the way the last
fundraiser
went, too.
I've been raising money on Facebook.
Yeah, go ahead.
So have I. I
raised $400 last week, and today I raised $65 for KPFT.
On Facebook?
Yes, on Facebook.
Great.
Hello.
I also have a GoFundMe drive for KPFT. And also,
hey Tom, could you put your microphone closer to your mouth? Because your voice sounds muffled and it's hard to understand what you're saying.
Well, I have my headphones on and it's Bluetooth. Can you hear me?
It might be better if you just hold your phone up to your mouth instead of using your headphones.
Am I on the telephone?
Yeah, who's that?
This is Carol McGregor.
Oh, hi,
hey,
Carol. Yeah,
how's it?
This is Bill. Trying to get hold of Robin.
Oh, okay.
Great. Glad you're here.
Happy
We're
Mama's.
Discussing the fun drive.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hey.
Hey,
Nancy. How is
hey,
everybody?
Nancy.
Bill, you hear me now?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Tom. You're still kind of weak, but it's a little clearer, I think. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. I have also started a GoFundMe drive for KPFT, and also on Facebook, and also I've got, for my birthday, a donation deal going for KPFT. So I've got two websites for KPFT.
Okay, great.
That is excellent. Thank you.
Any other discussion about our fund drive?
Is that Bill Crozier talking?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Bill.
I'm just leading until Teresa gets back. Teresa's still cheering, but she was trying to get a hold of Robin because Robin had told her that she thought she'd be able to join us. But
okay, I'm back. I left a message, and I've also left text, so I don't know what the deal is.
And Carol and Nancy have joined the call.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bill. So I did hear Tom and Mike say that they had done a GoFundMe. So I would like to talk about that under other.
Okay.
Harper. Okay, so let's go back to the pledge drive. If I heard you correctly, Bill, you said that the pledge drive ends this Friday and it's projected to make 70K, right?
That's about what it looks like, yeah.
Okay. Do you have...
Including the quiet drive that got included in the totals, the quiet drive that was for the month before in July.
All right. Does anyone have any?
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. Quiet drive. Last time we talked about the quiet drive in December, added with the spring drive. So, what is this July quiet drive? What was there? Are you talking about soft pitching things coming in?
Yes.
I mean, usually we
That's what
we just
to.
Have.
Where they ask people to donate online without calling in.
Okay, so let's call it the July quiet drive. I didn't know we had a okay.
Okay,
that's
a good point.
December. Okay. Thank
well,
you.
if Robin were on the phone, I would ask her how we're kind of.
Robin is on the phone.
Oh, Robin! Bravo!
So good. Yeah, I just got on.
Thank you
Robin.
You should Robin, you should have received an agenda, but I will send you a copy of the agenda right now, just in case you need it in front of you. And we did not have a report from the IGM, and I'm wondering if you would like to make a report. Or give a report, or if you would just like to go down the items on the agenda?
I would like to just go down to items and just join in with everyone else.
Okay. All right. Interesting here. I'm wondering, I'm doing a control S. Oh, I see this problem. Pardon me. Out of this. Okay. Well, my, I wish I could say my Outlook was a little bit friendlier to me. So let's, the first thing we were talking about, Robin, was the pledge drive. And Bill said, as he sees it, the projected total will be $70,000, and that includes the quote-unquote July quiet drive, and it ends Friday. Is there? Do you have any additional information to add to that?
No, I think his estimate is the same as mine, and we asked the programmers to include pitches into their recorded shows through Friday. I know some are going to go into Saturday, but that's the gist of it.
Okay. Robin, can I ask, is any of the pitching live?
No.
Do you have any comments or requests of us at this point?
I may just maybe if we just go down the agenda. Like I said,
okay.
I'll just participate like everyone else.
Okay.
If I can find it, you said you sent it to me, but I don't see it.
Okay. Well, I'm still correcting my spelling, and I'm going to make it a priority,
okay.
And I'm sending it to you. Okay, it's gone out. So back to the agenda. Would anybody like to say anything else about the pledge drive? I'll say this. I did hear Wally's show. I was impressed. It sounded live. I didn't listen to the whole show, but I was so moved. And frankly, it had made the difference that I had received something in email about Greg Palast's book. So I knew that was coming down the pike. And when Wally said that it was a premium, I said, okay, I'm going to give. Anybody else have any other observations? Oh, and I also did hear Susan Darrow pitching. And to me, it also was very, I thought it was very well done. She was very graciously thanking many different musicians. She was playing songs from the thumb drive that was the premium. I would have ordered if I thought that I would actually listen to it. But I don't have, I just don't usually put thumb drives in and listen at home. So, but she, I thought she was stellar in her presentation. So, anybody else have any comments on some show that you heard?
I have a question, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
On Greg Palast's website, he says that if you have paid for the book, 2020 Trump stole, no. Trump stole 2020, or how Trump stole 2020. If you have some receipt or some evidence that you bought it and you let his website know, then he will send you a free audio copy of it. And I just wonder, does that work with if we get a premium from KPFT for the book? Or do I need to ask Greg Palast's place? Does Robin know?
That's not exactly the deal he made with KPFT.
Oh, okay.
For KPFT, there's one level if you want to get just the audiobook, another level if you want to get the paperback book, and then if you want to get both, you can. I can't remember the numbers off the top of my head. Something like, $40 for the audiobook. you know, 75 for the paperback and like 100 for both, something like that. That's the deal with KPFT.
Oh, that's much cheaper on his website. Okay.
Well, gee, thanks.
Well, the premiums were always really, I mean, what's the ratio that we mark up items from a premium? If a premium's worth $20, we don't take less than what for it as a premium?
The rule is that we should be asking $200 10 times is what we should be asking, but we break that rule all the time.
Okay. Well, you primarily break it when something is worth more, right? Retail or something?
Yeah. If it's worth.
If multiplying it times 10 would make it in the thousands, then we would probably not do that, right?
And we probably, jiggle with it.
All right. Nancy had a question about the July quiet drive. Now that we're kind of blurring the lines between quiet drives and pledge drives, are we going to be able to make informed decisions about the effectiveness of pledge drives?
I think so. For a long time, when you have a drive that ends on a certain date, we still collect money for about a week afterwards, and we have been kind of including that in the drive total. You know, if you asked 6 months after a drive is over, that would include some money that came in a week or so afterwards for every drive. The quiet drive for July started about June 15th, I think.
Uh-huh.
And in my estimations, it ended on July the 16th. I started including July the 16th numbers in this drive, mainly because by the time people's donations come in and I get their names to the programmers or whatever, we would be in drive.
So,
I don't know, it might be.
So, but the July quiet drive figures were added to the May pledge drive? And
no.
July 16th starts the quiet drive for this drive, or you? I'm confused. Does it go forward to the next drive, or? So what is it? What was included in the?
It might make more sense to think of it more like a campaign. A campaign can include many different ways of trying to bring in money. That includes a quiet drive and maybe mail and that sort of thing. A quiet drive is where we ask the programmers to ask for donations, just not as, you know, hard and not as frequently.
But
and
you're saying that
I just thought it would.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you, Cruz.
And so the donations we got from July 16th on, I've included in this drive just because it just seemed to sort of make some sense to me. You know, maybe not to other people, and maybe it doesn't make any sense at all. However, if you want to see what was happening the date of the actual active on-air drive, that can be easily pulled out. So,
okay.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Carol.
Hi. Yeah, this is Carol. Do people who want to make a donation, do they still call in to the call center? How do they actually go about it now? I'm so out of the loop, I don't know.
And we still take plenty of donations back through the call center, yes. And also,
but they can't online.
At least as many online. Yeah, online also.
Oh, let me ask you just one follow-up question. We haven't had the call center all that long, you know, comparatively speaking. Has there been a drop-off in the money that is raised during Fund Drive? And if so, would that call center procedure have anything to do with it? I'm just guessing that I'm asking for an opinion.
My opinion? Yes, there's been a drop-off, but I don't necessarily, it's not the call center's. If it's any part of it, it's a very small part of it, I think. And the drop-off has been happening for years. Not just when we started using the call drive this year.
I was just thinking that, and this is just an opinion too, that people who are used to donating to KPFT are used to calling a number and talking to an actual volunteer who is sitting in the KPFT station. We know that's impossible now, but it just seems more impersonal. And, you know, you really want, in my opinion, the contact with a KPFT person. And that's why I thought it might possibly have impacted the amount of money that's getting raised.
I agree.
Who said that?
It may have, but I think it's a much more, the impact is much greater from not having live,
pitching.
Live shows. Pitching and shows.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Bill for the stack.
Well, they understand, listeners understand that the reason that, these programs, the shows are being programmed is because of the virus. That's easy to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But all this started with the call center before the virus hit, didn't it? Or did it?
All what?
We went to the call center before the virus hit.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah, you had the call center, and then the virus hit, so you're losing the contact, you know, with a live programmer on the air and actually talking to a volunteer when they call to make a donation. And I was just wondering if, and like I say, I'm asking for an opinion, if it impacted the amount of money we're raising, because $70,000 at the end of a pledge drive, to me, and I've been gone for quite a while, isn't close to what I think we used to be raising, is it?
No, it's not.
Oh,
not even close.
Yeah.
Well, something's going on. Can it be fixed? I mean, can we turn it around? We can't just watch it dissipate.
Bill for the stack.
Wendy's here. By the way, you guys.
Hi, Wendy. Let's let Robin respond to that, and then Bill can go come in with his question.
Can we turn it around? In my mind, we need we need to get the voices of the programmers on the air so that their comments can be timely and timed to what's going on right now, whether you're a music show or whatever.
Right, right. That's true.
And also so that the shows sound lively. Some people, like Teresa was saying, have gotten the hang of this and can make a really good sound on this show. Many others, I don't think, do.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
I think they're hamstrung because they can't do it live the way they've been doing for decades, some of them.
Yeah, yeah. This was a bad time for things to change so drastically.
Yeah.
We'll come back to that in a minute. Bill, do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, yeah, thanks. And also, well, related to that, yeah, the complaint I keep hearing more and more is, you know, from listeners, not people who are on the board or this committee, or, you know, why so many repeat shows and, you know, stuff like that. They said they'd rather just turn on KVHF or something or a different station if they, you know, if they want to hear something new. So I think that is probably impacting the fund drive, yeah, probably more than the call center. Still wondering, I don't know if you've heard anything, Robin, but I know our finance committee passed a motion about 2 months ago to request that Judon, you know, work with the volunteer programmers to help them help each other and to do live shows from home. And we haven't heard any results, any progress on that at all. I don't know if you've heard anything, but I think it's critical if we're going to survive because I think we're losing listeners as well as donations because of that.
Yep.
Wendy?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Robin, do you know how many
programmers are doing live
shows from home? I'd like to hear if she knows the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea?
Repeat that, please. Could you repeat that, please?
Well, I don't know if you've heard any updates, because we have the Finance Committee passed a motion 2 months ago asking Judon to work with the volunteer programmers and to set up live shows, allow them to do live shows from home. Because a lot of them do have the technical expertise and are willing to help each other out, but nobody's talking to them. I was wondering if you had heard any updates.
Well, I know, I believe it was at the beginning of July that there was a series of Zoom calls between Judon and the programmers. There were three of them. And I know that was part of the conversation during those calls. What has happened afterwards is, as far as I know, nothing much. So that's what I know about that.
Okay, and then and the other thing about the call center, I'm just wondering if, because I know a lot of people do call with questions. It's not just for donations. Do you know if the call center knows what to tell them, like who to contact or what to do if they have a question or suggestion for the current programmer or, you know, anything else?
They know all that, and they send questions and requests to an email address at KPFT all the time. So right now, it used to be Naboo and I would answer it. Now it's me.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so this
and
is
y'all
we're talking about the email.
Talking
right? About email or the phone.
They'll send an email saying such and such a member has a question or needs something. Please contact them. And so we contact them.
Okay, so you're you are answering email requests now?
Email.
And what email is that?
I just send the email to membership at kpft.org.
Okay.
But they're labeled in such a way that you know that they come from the call center.
Oh, okay. We at our last meeting, Robin, several of us made phone calls to 713-526-5738, and we got nothing. It just rang. I'm assuming
5738.
Yeah, the pledge line.
And, that shouldn't happen.
Well, it did happen during our last meeting, and I was getting some calls at home because of putting my phone number on KPFTX for people that maybe wanted to join this call. And I got calls from people requesting songs or wanting to volunteer and such, and I directed them to other people. But so I called that pledge line at that time and got no answer. It should be 24/7 right now. It's probably forwarded to the answering service.
Yes,
Do you know if people are answering all of the extensions at the station?
There's only one extension forwarded to the call center, and that's the 5738 number.
Mm-hmm.
No,
what about
no
the 4000?
That's not going to the call center.
Just ring and ring?
Yes, that's a total mess, you know.
Do we know if anyone is answering the extension for the program director or Letty's old phone or anybody but
or no,
you?
Well, anyone, Carissa. It sounds like, is it forwarded somewhere at all? 4,000 number?
No, it just rings and rings, and I don't know how to get it changed, and Bobby is the person who knows how to make it answer. And so he has to go in and do that.
Because you can call it.
Robin,
yeah,
I will
just
send,
ring.
Bill,
no,
can you
I mean,
send an Bill? Let me say this. Bill, can you send an email to Judon Boney and the LSB right now, unless you tell me you don't want to, that we are concerned that it might be an FCC issue, that there has to be somebody answering the phone at the station.
Well, that's right. Okay, I'll send a note. Yeah.
Okay, send it to Judon and also this the LSB, and then I'm assuming that Judon will talk to Bobby and get that fixed, because it should be there should be some sort of arrangement that's forwarded. But we're kind of getting off
Teresa.
The pledge drive issue. Yes.
It could be set to night setting, right, Robin?
I know there's a night setting, but I don't know how to get it to go.
And I know how to call it that number and get the messages off it. If anybody can get it answering, then I'm sure. Well, maybe Robin knows too. But you could call in and get the messages off it.
Yeah, that's what I had been doing until it just stopped answering.
I see. Okay. Well, from what I know from the Orange Show and from KPFT, because the Orange Show had the same phone system actually. Is that computer that does the voicemail is really, really old, you know, and it's kind of expensive to get it repaired. If you can even get, you can't get part, you can only get used things for it, you know, but I know a guy who's a great resource for that, who has a company. If it's broken, you know, or something, I might be able to help.
Okay.
Robin, would you like us to do anything specifically about that, or do you want to talk to Judon about it first? Or do you want to talk to Bobby about it? I think do you know when Bobby's last day is?
No, I'm not clear on what the situation is with him.
Okay.
So, no, I do not.
Okay.
Tom, the staff.
Okay, but let me just finish one thought here. So, Robin, do you want to add, what do you want us to do about this problem?
I think this is one where
you
know,
Judon
should just make it. Yeah, he should just make it. Should just get it done. He knows that the phone just rings and rings and rings. He knows that.
Okay.
So, but he can ask Bobby to do something about it or find someone who does.
Okay, Bill, on your email, you might want to CC Bobby and say something to the effect that people don't seem to be able to retrieve messages at this point either. Okay.
Okay, I'm typing
but
in.
But Robin, you're still able to retrieve messages on your extension, right?
No, I've been going in a couple of over the last 5 days and picking up my messages.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm so sorry, Robin.
Oh, I had other things to do there. No big deal.
Okay. All right. So who was it that wanted? Oh, Tom, you're next.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt. I just got off the phone with Judon Boney. He's not able to attend the meeting today.
Well, thank you very much for telling us, Tom.
Okay. You're welcome.
Can I ask a question real quick?
All right. Go ahead, Carol.
I was just sitting here wondering, I know that Naboo has left and Bobby's leaving apparently from what was just said. Who is the staff left besides Robin, and I'm sure Makisha's still there? Who is running that station?
There's, like you said, Judon, me, Makisha. And from what I understand, Bobby is kind of limiting his the duties that he does for KPFT. I don't know when that starts, but
right.
He's kind of, and this is what I've been told by Judon. I haven't spoken to Bobby at all about it.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So we're down to like two or three people that are staff.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, we are asking a lot of questions that the LSB would ordinarily ask, and Robin, I really do appreciate your patience, and I want you to understand we are not holding you for any of these issues that seem to have fallen through the cracks. Okay. Are there any other comments about Pledge Drive, which supposedly will end this Friday? Okay. Is that Mike?
Mike Lewis for the stack.
Go ahead, Mike.
All I wanted to do is to throw in that we did the prison show last night on Zoom, and throughout the 2 hours of the show, every 15, 20 minutes, we plugged pledges for KPFT. And then Captain Tom and I on the military show have been plugging pledges in the hour show that we do as well.
And how is that going?
It seems to be going fairly well because we're still getting the pledges for the prison show, and we're getting little pledges for the military show.
Yeah, it seems to be working pretty well, especially for the prison show.
So you did prison show and military show on Zoom, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
On Zoom. And then also I've been plugging the station on my Facebook page, Mike Lewis KPFT, and I raised $400 last week, and I raised $65 starting it today.
Well, I want to wait just 1 minute on that. So is there anything else on the pledge drive?
No, that's it. The only question I was going to ask is when the next pledge drive is going to have to be done. Is it going to be in September or October?
Bill, I see that you sent your email. Robin, do you have an answer to that question?
Yes and no.
Okay.
One, the amount of money that we're going to raise during this drive does not look really great. So I think it will get station with pay the operating costs for the station through the end of August and maybe a little bit into September. We were supposed to have a staff call today to talk about this situation, but it just kind of didn't happen. All kinds of technical problems, but it has to happen real soon.
Are you talking about today, a KPFT staff member show today?
Yes, KPFT staff call that we do every Tuesday. And for technical reasons, it just didn't work out. But that's going to be the big question, what to do when this drive will maybe cover another 4 weeks of operating expenses and that's
okay.
It.
Okay.
I don't know right now.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Bill,
Anisha,
and then Carol.
Can we add the technology, our technology, to as a fund or a need for fundraising? You know, like for fundraising. Can we say, hey, or is there like an account or something that says, hey, we need technology kit?
Anise is asking if we can add the need for technological updating or upgrading to our pitch for the pledge drive.
I suppose, but I don't know what to say about exactly what we need technologically. I mean, this was it wasn't a Zoom call; it was something else called WebEx, and that has gotten didn't work very well. That's all.
Okay.
So,
let me jump in here and ask a question that is probably, you're going to think I'm crazy. Why couldn't we just explain to listeners that due to these very dire circumstances, the virus, meaning that it's changed just about everything, why can't we just go into permanent pledge drive? Instead of having just a week or 2 weeks or whatever with a goal and then we don't make the goal. I mean, what about just explaining we're going to have to go into permanent pledge drive, so we're going to be asking, you know, for donations, and they're all going to be put to good use, but we just can't do it in the limited time that we set aside for a designated pledge drive. Would that be possible or feasible?
You have to have listeners. They don't like that kind of thing.
Well, I think that's probably
No one likes this practical idea. Do what?
I think that's a pretty practical idea, considering the difference in how the station has to operate.
WBAI is kind of like that right now.
Well, things are just different.
Yeah, and they're getting a lot of negative feedback, too.
If they understood, Well, you know, everything in everyone's life has changed dramatically. Everything. So if a station who struggles anyway says, you know, we're getting down to dire circumstances and we're going to just be coming to you more often, even though that's not what we want to do, but we're just hoping that we can pull ourselves out of this temporary situation that we're in right now.
Right.
I mean, you know, it
Robin, you want to respond to that?
The way to go.
Okay.
I'm thinking
Bill,
that might
Bill,
be worth a try.
Bill, did you have a question?
Oh, yeah, thank you. Last month, actually it was around early July, in the Finance Committee meeting, Markeisha said that we would have enough money to make it till early August. And then presumably the PPP funds came in. I mean, this was without the PPP funds, which had not been received at that time. But I don't know how much we got. And so have you heard anything about how long it's going to carry us?
I heard that the PPP funds will pay salaries for staff through the middle of August. So the money that we're bringing in now is because of PPP, able to go to operating expenses only. But starting in September, unless something changes, you know, KPFD is going to have to pay for everything, staff and all those expenses along with operating again. That's how I understand it.
Does anybody else have a question?
Well, me, Wendy.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Did they tell you how much KPFT got? How much money out of the? Was it 1.25 million?
I don't know the exact numbers. I'm sorry, I don't.
Okay, just curious how they decided to divide it. Oh, okay. Yeah, you probably know. But sorry, I was late. I missed an important announcement. So, are you and Markeisha the only employees then? Or I guess Rourke, maybe, or something.
I'm a contract employee. I am part time.
Yeah.
I think Markeisha is still full time and Judon.
Wow.
Rourke, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on with him. I know he was an employee, maybe, and probably still is.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Robin, this is.
Lyndon?
This is Lyndon. Did you say you would pay the salaries from the PPP would pay through mid-August or through all of August?
I was told mid-August. That's what I was told.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that. And for anybody, we haven't got a breakdown from Lydia of who all, what stations got what money, but if they just purely went by salary, the PPP loan of $1.2 million, I think, would have been $1,087,000 of that could be used up in salary across the whole network in 2 months.
Okay.
So we would probably only get $40,000 or $50,000, unfortunately.
Okay. Thank you.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Do you have any idea when that membership position is going to be filled? Because I have the impression that actually Naboo, in that position, was doing quite a bit of programming work, like helping programmers format and, you know, get their shows done in some sort of format that they could do it from home. Do you have any idea when that position is going to be filled?
No, I don't. All I know is that it was supposed to be up for the public to see for 2 weeks, and that's what I know.
Where are we now? How long has it been up?
Probably about 2 weeks.
Okay, good. So do you have any idea when Judon will be interviewing?
No, I do not.
Okay. All right. So any other questions about the pledge drive?
Yes, Nancy, I have a question.
We keep getting off the topic of our agenda, but anyway, go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, do we have money to pay for another person? I mean, I don't see that. I don't. I don't feel it. I just. Why are we? Why are we hiring?
You need some people.
Okay, so
that's a better question. You should better give to Judah.
Okay, and then Bobby is quitting when?
We're not going out.
I don't know. And I don't know. I don't think he's quitting. He's just limiting his activities with KPS.
Yeah, because
from what that's what I was told. That's what I've not spoken to Bobby, you know, about it.
Okay. Okay. And then Nibu, Teresa was saying Nibu was training or helping people. What, two people, two programmers? The Roots Radio.
No, he was doing a lot of things. Yeah.
Is he gone? Is Nibu gone?
Yes.
Yes.
He is
but
gone.
He's still a he is a volunteer for the Generation Show, isn't he? Still.
He's still producing that show. Yes.
Okay. Because it was really good today.
Right. Wow.
Okay. So, any other questions about the pledge drive?
Yeah. This is Nancy. I have a question. Is there a way? What's missing on the air is the thank you. And the quiet drive and the present summer drive, it sounds the same. It's like after 30 minutes, then they pitch a little bit, and then they go 30 minutes full of music, and then they pitch. And it's not anyway, it's so different than what we usually do. So I don't see any difference from the sound of the quiet drive and the present fun drive. I don't see any difference. It's
well,
not
some
as
shows there are and some there are not. Some shows there is an audible difference and others there is not. I don't know what to do about that.
Good observation, Nancy. I think that would make a big difference in because you kind of lose that pledge drive sense of urgency or excitement. But
well. We need a program counselor to help figure out, create ways to help. For example, I know the shows. I don't want to stay on this call, but I know the shows that are not doing at all. And I'm worried we've lost them. I mean, like, they may not come back again. And I'm sure they have a good reason. I mean, maybe some of them, they don't have the music that they are supposed to be playing at home. They depended on the library. And they cannot access the library anymore, but seems like we could do something about that, maybe. And also the shows that are not showing up at all. Bobby's been looking and trying to get other shows from across the network to fill in. Because I ask him when I hear these new shows, I say, oh, this is interesting, or what happened? And, well, he says, well, so-and-so did not bring in anything. And instead of just playing an old show of that particular show, an archive show, already I've heard one show three times. It was in the January. I've heard it three times already. So, I don't think it's that bad. Maybe we are being a little picky. I'm thinking I'm a little bit too picky because I'm so interested in KPFD and listening to everything. But for the usual listener, I don't think they're going to memorize the sets of a show that went on in January. I don't think it's that big of a deal. You know, I don't think that's why we're losing people. I mean, there's a lot of reasons. People have lost jobs and people have worried about how they're going to eat, how they're going to pay rent. And so I think we are kind of used to perfection and we cannot – the standards are all changing now because we cannot say, well, because we don't have live that it's down. You know, because if we were all playing live now at the station and we did not have this COVID, no, I'm not making sense. I mean, this COVID thing is really probably the biggest reason. Or lack of money.
All right, Bill, did you I'm sorry, Robin,
yeah.
Did you want to respond to that?
No.
Okay. Bill, did you have a question?
Well, I guess I was just going to request for Robin if you could pass along to Judon, because he's not responding to any of us about this, that I think it should be a really high priority to get help programmers do live shows. Mm-hmm. I think it is killing us, especially the public affairs shows, which, you know, and I realize, you know, some people don't have a problem. They can get their stuff in 3 or 4 days in advance like Bobby requires. But even that is not good when you're talking about current news. And people, you know, they'll tune it off. They'd rather hear, you know, discussion about what's, you know, what's been in the news today, you know, like who Biden just picked for vice president and, you know, whatever it is. And, or even the latest news from the White House. And
how can they
you know, we got programmers who volunteered to help, that the technology's there. It's readily available. You don't have to have somebody at the station babysitting it. You know, you can remote control the computer at the station. I think Bobby's probably already doing that anyway. And so we just need to put people together who want to help and let them help each other to make it happen. And I think it's going to kill us financially as well as, you know, losing listeners, because I think people they don't like it. And even the music shows, when you're, you know, always hearing about, you know, this live show that's happening this weekend that you know is not, or maybe you wonder about it now. You're wondering, is this place really reopened now? It's just like broadcasting. This is a repeat show without saying that, and I think it's turning off people.
Nancy on the set.
Hey, I totally agree with that, and believe it or not, I've been flogging that message as much as I can. I don't know if anybody's listening.
Okay. I have a question. How can you make a recorded show that is being, you know, sent in to play on the air sound like it's live? You said that, I think Bill said, you know, people want to hear, we need to get the live shows back.
It can sound like it's live, it's just it won't have the latest news or information.
It can even be live. That's most of the shows we watch on TV and everything are done that way still, and it's not that big a deal. John Sirius has his old software package that, and he works for Pacifica, that he could send if they're doing live shows at BAI. They have the engineers, or, you know, they have to have somebody at the station every now and then, but most of the time they're doing it from home. They're taking phone calls on the air.
Well, we can't even get into the station now, can we? Because I was reading a thread yesterday that now the building's covered with mold.
Well, we're hearing all kinds of rumors. Let's try to stay on the task of the incoming income, the upcoming or the ongoing pledge drive. The last point I made a notation of is Bill Crozier asked Robin Lewis to ask IGM Judon Boney to have someone train and allow live programming, which is being done. I did talk to people in the National Finance Committee, and I can confirm it is being done at WBAI, and I hear Robin saying that she has been asking Judon to do that. Okay.
Nancy had her name on the stack before.
Does
Carol
it have to do with the pledge drive?
No, I want to correct what Bill said about
newsworthy
shows like indie media or like any of these talk shows. They can ask Smith to send their audio file a few hours or the day before or the day of. And so Venetia already said this to Bill in another meeting. Well, he knows this. So I just want to put this to rest, because they
some of the other programmers don't know that and have been told the opposite.
I have the floor, Bill Crozier. So if you
finish your thought.
If you really want to Teresa, you gave me the floor. Let me finish.
I'm just trying to tell you to finish your thought. I'm just trying to tell you to finish
Teresa,
your thought,
you
Nancy. Oh, my God.
Can you be quiet and let me finish?
That's what I'm trying to tell others to let you finish before you attacked me. Go ahead.
If a programmer really wants to send their audio file the day of, in the morning, or so many hours before, they can ask permission. They can do it if they have the wherewithal to do it. And about the programmers, the engineers at the other four stations, they have them in the building. They have paid engineers to help babysit these shows that are being played from home. And if they're taking calls, and I haven't heard too many of them take calls except one show in New York, they need to have give a telephone number on the their own telephone number, they're buying another phone. So it's not so easy. I know we have trouble. I just feel like still it's not proper to do that kind of programming or a management issue motion in a development or finance committee meeting, because both times he did that. Mm. I mean, it's unnecessary.
Excuse me for trying to help.
I'm
going to get off the call. I've got other things to do.
All right,
bye.
Bill, I really do appreciate your contributions to this meeting.
I'm going to have to go too, but it was great sitting in on this meeting. I'll try to do it again next month also.
Okay.
But is there any discussion going on about doing something to the building that make it usable? It's just sitting there.
Well, you know, Carol, we're this not that. That's not the purpose of this committee.
well, I know.
I must say this. I'm trying to get past this topic of pledge drive down to other. We could discuss having a specific GoFundMe or a specific grant request or a specific capital fund to address issues of mold or if we had a leak in our roof, but we can't seem to get past item number 5A, which is the pledge drive.
I understand.
Okay, I'm trying to get down to other so we can discuss that. So as I've said repeatedly, does anybody have anything else to ask about the ongoing pledge drive? Okay.
Will it be? Yes, I have a question.
If it's not about the pledge drive, don't bring it up.
Oh, don't give me orders, Teresa Allen.
Okay, you're out of order. You're out of order.
She's the chair. I had a question about the pledge drive.
Okay, fine.
If we don't have enough money, is there going to be a possibility of extending it? And you said maybe Saturday due to the decision of the programmers on that day. But was there any discussion about extending it?
That was on my agenda for the staff meeting that was supposed to happen today, which didn't.
Oh.
But that has to – I really do need to talk with you, Don, about that and what to do next, since what we're going to raise in this drive is just not going to get us very far.
I have a question. You know, when –
if it doesn't have to do with the pledge drive, don't discuss
it. It's about the pledge drive! Please, Don, shut up!
So,
hey,
okay, listen, I'm getting
right
off.
They're told on the air about how much
wait a minute,
we have
just a minute. Carol,
so,
Carol.
What? How much we have to need for this particular goal for this show? We're not hearing those things at all. No one has said anything, my goal is this much, or, I've gotten so much to my goal. I need so many more calls. I really would like some kind of feedback of how much we've gotten. This is the first time today for me to even hear. Oh, we're making approximately an estimate of 7,000 by Friday. But I haven't heard anything on the air, so I wonder how Bill, what is it, because of Robin, you've been sending us? Is that what it is?
I couldn't understand the last few words you said.
Anyway, the programmers are not telling how much we have received, and so that the audience knows how bad it is or how good it is or nothing. So I cannot tell from listening to the radio how much we've gotten.
Now, that's another problem with not being able to be live and being flexible enough to do that.
Absolutely.
I have sent to the board several times the email I send out to the programmers with links to spreadsheets that show you what show has raised what, and also you'll see that the goals have been day by day, not show by show. So, you know, that information is out there for all the programmers to use if they wish.
Oh.
I think some of them are, but many are not.
How come we don't tell the shows how much they're supposed to raise?
Because that was an experiment on my part. I was thinking with every conditions being so different, it actually would be kind of unfair to ask the show to raise $5,000. We don't know what the heck it might happen. So I actually thought it would kind of take a little bit of the pressure off. May not be the best idea, but it's something that I tried.